Thanks.
This ends tonight's press conference. Thanks, everybody.
President Biden has concluded speaking for nearly an hour, and we're just going to wait a minute to see whether the president is going to respond to any questions. He'll often walk away from the lectern. It seems like Biden is pausing to respond to this question, so let's keep listening.
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Again, we're going to wait and see if that is true. The true end of the press conference. The president often will continue to respond to questions, and it seems like that is it. You are listening to live special coverage from NPR News of President Biden's NATO press conference.
You've been listening to special coverage on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Now we join Classics Live, already in progress.
It's water time. Autumn Soliloquy was composed by my dear friend James Barnes, whose office was across the hall from me for many years. Jim is one of the preeminent wind band composers in the United States, and he has written several pieces for university bands and all different kinds of organizations. He did a double CD set with the Kosei Wind Ensemble in Japan several years ago. And he's just a fantastic composer. He wrote the Autumn Soliloquy for oboe and piano, and I borrowed it for the saxophone. It's a beautiful melody that uses the pentatonic scale throughout.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful piece. So, enough beautiful pieces. No, I'm just kidding. George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin were, without a doubt, certainly some of the world's greatest songwriters. I hope you enjoy my rendition of this wonderful medley called A Gershwin Fantasy, which includes some of their most popular songs, like Strike Up the Band, Summertime, Oh Lady Be Good, Fascinating Rhythm, It Ain't Necessarily So, Rhapsody in Blue, and I've Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
Ellen's not mad. She just is not playing on this next piece. She might be mad. I don't know. Anyway, this is an unaccompanied piece by Cuban composer Jose Luis Cortez. It's called La Cascada, or The Waterfall. Thank you very much. I just happen to have one more selection. This is actually for my wife, Jane, who is in the audience today, and for all of you who are planning on celebrating tomorrow. Thank you.
ending with an improvisation on a romantic tune. That was saxophonist Vince Ganoyak. And earlier, we also heard pianist Ellen Summer in a Rule Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College. Every fall and spring since 1989, Johnson County Community College holds the Rule Joyce recital series. Offered as a free event for the public, the series brings together local classical musicians from the KC metro area for a low-key performance. The series was created to honor Rule Joyce, remembered by many as a talented classical musician and head of the Local Musicians Federation from 1977 until his death in 1989. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. Our engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded this Vince Ganoyak and Ellen Summer recital, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. That's a KPR recording from the year 2000 of the Chamber Sinfonia by Pierre-Max Dubois featuring the Kansas Woodwinds, John Bolton, Vince Ganoyak, Alan Hawkins, Margaret Marco, Larry Maxey, and Paul Stevens. This is Classics Live. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, with wine night on Wednesdays featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We are KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden tonight gave no sign that he is considering withdrawing as the Democratic presidential nominee, saying that he has overwhelming support from his party and intends to remain in the race. And responding to a previous question about why he's not handing off the job to someone younger, Biden had some questions of his own.
But do you think our democracy is under siege based on this court? Do you think democracy is under siege based on Project 2025? Do you think he means what he says when he says he's going to do away with the civil service, eliminate the Department of Education, make sure, I mean, we've never been here before. And that's the other reason why I didn't, you say, hand off to another generation. I've got to finish this job. I've got to finish this job.
However, there were frequent stumbles by the president, including mixing up names that have worried Democrats to the point some have called on Biden to reconsider. It was Biden's first unscripted press conference since last year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as he embraces support from the West in his country's battle against Russia, issued a familiar refrain, saying military aid needs to arrive faster. The Ukrainian leader also called for restrictions to be lifted on the use of U.S. weapons to attack military targets inside Russia. Zelensky's remarks come as President Biden, during the NATO summit meeting in Washington, again reaffirmed support for Ukraine, announcing a new military aid package and promising to, quote, stay with you, period. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers in the House today voted down a resolution to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio tapes of President Biden's interview with a special counsel. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
The House voted last month to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena for audio tapes of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. The Justice Department turned over a transcript of the president's interview, but withheld the audio tapes after the White House asserted executive privilege. Thursday's vote in the House was spearheaded by Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna. Her resolution would have imposed a $10,000 fine per day on Garland until he complied with the House subpoena and handed over the requested tapes. But House lawmakers ultimately rejected the measure by a vote of 210 to 204, including four Republicans who voted against the resolution. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Some positive economic news when it comes to inflation is providing further ammunition that the next move by the interest rate-setting Federal Reserve is likely to be a rate cut. Numbers showing inflation cooling for the third straight month in June. Consumer prices fell 0.1% from the previous month. Compared to the same month a year ago, prices were up just 3%, closer to the Fed's 2% target. A mixed close on Wall Street today, though. The Dow was up 32 points. The Nasdaq fell more than 360 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate July 11th. A dwarf planet far from the sun may spend most of its time outside the sun's influence. In fact, it might have come from interstellar space, from another star. Sedna takes more than 11,000 years to orbit the sun. It's passing through the Kuiper Belt, a wide donut far beyond the orbit of Neptune, the sun's most distant major planet. Right now, Sedna's almost 8 billion miles from the sun, about as close as it ever gets. At its most distant, it's more than 10 times farther. That places it far beyond the Kuiper Belt and well outside the bubble produced by the sun's magnetic field. Scientists have speculated that Sedna started in the Oort cloud, a big shell of rocky, icy bodies that surrounds the sun. It could have been pushed into its elongated orbit by the gravity of a passing star, or it could have been a member of another star system that was pulled away by the sun. There's one other oddity about Sedna's orbit. It seems to be influenced by the gravity of a much larger but unseen body far from the sun, a possible Planet Nine. 'Cause Sedna's so far away, we don't know a lot about it. It's probably about 600 miles in diameter, and it's quite red, an indication that radiation has been zapping its surface for a long, long time. No one has found a moon yet, so it's hard to measure Sedna's mass. So we still have a lot to learn about this remote little world, far, far from the sun. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Cubanos Tango to kick off our Tango Thursday here tonight on KPR. That was by Ernesto Nazareth, Joshua Rifkin on piano. One of my favorite tangos. I've played it a couple of times throughout the last year and a half. It is Tango Thursday, and I have some very unique tango coming up at around 8:45. One of my other favorite thing, so if you want to hear about a love affair between a spoon and a fork and kitchen utensils, you better keep listening. Truly, yes, it's fantastic. Well, the weekend is upon us, and I thought perhaps something simple to help us this evening get ready for Friday and our excitement that we're hopefully experiencing this weekend. It's Symphony No. 6 by Carl Nielsen. It's called Symphonia Semplice, Simple Symphony. And I'd be very curious, like I always am, to know what you think of it. I don't often play music by this composer, so let's see what you think. It's with the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Nielsen's Symphony No. 6, Simple Symphony, here on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
perhaps a symphony you haven't heard before here on KPR, Simple Symphony. Not by Britten, by Carl Nielsen, Symphony No. 6. What did you all think? I'd be really curious to know. So you can reach out to me at destinyviolin.com or the station at kansaspublicradio.org. I do love hearing from you. That recording featured the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and I think my tummy just rumbled at Danish. It made me think of sweets. I'm hungry. I need dessert. It's Thursday. This entire week, I have just had the most ridiculous jokes. Thank you for still putting up with me. Well, it's because of people like you putting up with us that we are still here. And I have to thank you, our dear listeners, because every dollar you contribute makes a difference. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, $10 there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works. All of these individual contributions are what we rely on. And when thousands of you make them, it adds up to a large part of our income. We so appreciate you. And that's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. All right. Love affairs between kitchen utensils. Yes, Martineau came up with something very funny. I've played this before and I love it. Oh, it is Kitchen Review, and there is actually a tango in here, so I thought it would be very fitting for Tango Thursday. I hope you is with Chicago Pro Musica. Let's enjoy it together on KPR, Martineau's Kitchen Review.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite a review of The Kitchen by Martineau here on KPR with Chicago Pro Musica. I hope you liked it. Thanks for being here with me this week. I've had a blast. I hope your Friday is excellent tomorrow. Jazz in the Night is up next, and I'll be back next week. Keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says he is staying in the race for president, even as some members of his own party are calling for him to step aside. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Biden held a lengthy press conference tonight as part of an effort to prove he still has what it takes.
Biden said he wouldn't be running if he didn't think he could win and do the job for another 4 years.
I'm determined on running, but I think it's important that I allay fears by let them see me out there.
Biden spoke and took questions for nearly an hour, with one notable gaffe at the top, where he said Trump rather than Harris when referring to his vice president. On whether to hand it off to a younger generation, Biden said he has more left to do.
I've got to finish this job. Because there's so much at stake.
Biden said he believes democracy itself is on the line this election. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
In Arizona, officials say at least 3 children have died following separate heat-related emergencies. From member station KJZZ, Catherine Davis-Young has more.
A 10-year-old boy died last week in Phoenix after a hike on a 113-degree day. A 4-month-old girl died Friday after being taken on a boat on Lake Havasu in 121-degree weather. And a 2-year-old girl died Tuesday after being left in a car near Tucson when the high was 111. Dr. John McGreevy with Phoenix Children's Hospital says kids' bodies can be very vulnerable to extreme heat.
So as parents, we have to be really watchful and try to recognize those symptoms in our kids.
Child deaths from the heat are rare. Arizona reports hundreds of heat deaths each year, but the majority are among adults over 50. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.
Federal regulators are warning of the dangers of faulty replacement airbags that have caused the deaths of 3 people over the past year, while 2 people suffered life-altering injuries. NPR's Camille Domonofsky has more.
According to Carfax, in just the last 2 years, 2 million vehicles went back on the road after a crash where the airbags deployed. And some of those cars, no one knows how many, wound up with cheap counterfeits as replacements. Safety regulators say if your car ever had its airbags deploy, and check a vehicle history report if you aren't sure, visit a reputable mechanic or a dealership for an airbag inspection. And speaking of replacement airbags, BMW has a new recall out. Drivers who swapped out their steering wheels may have unintentionally put a recalled Takata airbag in their Beamer. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street today, despite some better-than-expected inflation numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 32 points at 39,753, but the NASDAQ fell 364 points. The S&P 500 dropped 49 points. You're listening to NPR. One thing the Internal Revenue Service had vowed to do with its share of money received under the Biden administration's signature climate and health care package was to go after tax cheats, and the agency appears to be doing that. The IRS said today that it's collected $1 billion in back taxes from wealthier tax dodgers. In a statement, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen praised the Inflation Reduction Act for, quote, increasing tax fairness. The New York Philharmonic's president and chief executive officer resigned after only a year on the job. It comes at a crucial moment for the country's oldest orchestra. Here's Jeff London.
Gary Gensling took over the executive reins at the New York Philharmonic only last year, and his resignation came as the orchestra faces multiple challenges. The contract with the musicians is up in September, and negotiations have been tense. Next season, they'll be without a music director until conductor Gustavo Dudamel takes over in the fall of 2025. And there have been ongoing repercussions from sexual misconduct allegations against 2 players who had been fired, then reinstated after arbitration, and put on leave after a graphic article came out in New York Magazine. In the interim, the Philharmonic Board's co-chairs will run the organization. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
House lawmakers have rejected a Republican effort to fine Attorney General Merrick Garland $10,000 a day until he turns over audio of President Biden's interview in a classified documents case. A handful of Republicans siding with Democrats and rejecting the levying of the fine. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.